time is now 7 after the hour, and that's not an April Fool's joke. It actually is Monday, April 1st. The year is 2013. You pretty much know all of that. Easter weekend is over. Maybe you're on your way back to the place you call home, and you're listening to this program for the first time. What happens here during this hour of the program, and pretty much during every hour of the Good Day program, every day, as we go through, for most of you, important stories for the first time in the day. And a chance to crank yourself into and around some of the things that we are talking about at 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here with me. And we, I guess, are celebrating with the post-Easter thoughts. Passover, I think, goes until tomorrow. The first Easter Sunday address since becoming Pope. Pope Francis calling for peace in the world, urging leaders to find diplomatic solutions for problems in places like Syria and North Korea. Quote, peace to the whole world, torn apart by violence linked to drug trafficking, by the exploitation of natural resources. He's talking from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Here's ABC's Alex Perez, who reports on the Pope's first Easter.
This is the holiest weekend on the Catholic calendar, and the faithful have come here from around the world. The new Pope is marking the weekend with many firsts. On Italian television, the Pope did something popes rarely do, participating in a broadcast special on the Shroud of Turin.
Gesù di Nazareth.
The Pope referred to it as a symbol of hope, but, like his predecessors, never declaring the holy icon to be the genuine cloth that covered Christ's crucified body. It's the first televised showing in 40 years of the Shroud, only the second time in history. And, continuing his style of breaking with tradition, the Pope angered some traditionalists this week. Instead of washing the feet of 12 priests on Holy Thursday, the Pope disregarded church custom and washed the feet of 12 prisoners, including a Muslim woman. Only men are supposed to be part of the ritual. The first pope from Latin America is setting a new tone with the papacy, choosing to wear simple white vestments, shake hands with the public, and focus on the poor.
I think priests are identifying in a very powerful way with Francis's way of presenting the priesthood as a task of service, of humility, of being in contact with the people.
Proving again that his papacy will be different and personal, Pope Francis joined the crowd at St. Peter's Square Easter Sunday, smiling, embracing the faithful, at one point accepting a soccer jersey of a popular team in his native Argentina, and stopping for poignant moments like this one, when he embraced and kissed a disabled child. A massive estimated crowd of 250,000 packed the square, a sign, experts say, of this Pope's appeal.
You have to really go back to the funeral of John Paul II in 2005, or maybe the beatification of John Paul II after his death, to find crowds similar to this.
Many arrived before sunrise just to see Francis celebrate his first Easter Mass as Pope. In the 3 weeks since he was appointed, the 76-year-old has angered some conservatives in the church who argue he should act more like his predecessors. But for many, his style is a step in the right direction.
I just think people are ready for change. I do. And they're hoping that he brings some change.
And so many people on the square told me they were here today because they wanted to be part of history. The Pope ended the celebration by calling for, quote, peace for all the world.
You know, Ken Kessler, it gets so tiresome. I hear two things in that report that annoy me, and I'm not a Catholic. The continuing reference to the so-called faithful, as if the people who weren't in Rome or weren't following the Pope aren't faithful, that I find a slap in the face and almost a nuisance, in essence. The guys like this, and then the other story about how the old-fashioned, the old stick-in-the-mud Catholics are angered because he washed the feet of someone who wasn't a Catholic, and my heart, a Muslim, and in jail, and then angered because he wouldn't do something else that was done by the last pope, who was pretty much a failure across the board and everything. Wouldn't you think Catholics around the world would kind of get it in mass? If you pardon, that's a good pun.
Yeah. I think most do.
Yeah.
There are the vocal ones who, a lot of there are those kind of people who just don't like change.
Yeah.
who are comfortable with the way things always have been, and whether it's a good change or a bad change, they just don't want it.
Yeah.
And I know that in the early 60s there was Vatican II, and there were lots of changes to the church, and it was making it into a kinder, gentler church. And a lot of people didn't like those changes. They were, I never got to have meat on Fridays ever, so you shouldn't get to have it either.
Right.
And that was the kind of attitude they had.
And those are the Catholics who are responsible for the Catholic Church being having the problems that it does today. It's pretty much that simple, cut and dried, in my mind anyway. What about yours? 888-302-3684. Follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter, @Good Day, email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Ken@DougStephan.com. The Pope talking about the situation around the world in New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan called on the Catholic Church to improve their relationship with gay and lesbians. He said, quote, "We have to do a better job to see that our defense of marriage is not reduced to an attack on gay people, and I admit we haven't been very good about that. We try our darndest to make sure we're not anti-anybody, really. He may be the only one, and this current Pope who's trying not to be anti-anybody. I know lots of Catholics and lots of so-called Christians around and across the board who are extraordinarily biased and bigoted toward the so-called gay and lesbian community. And that's one of the problems that religion in general has. I wonder how much of that was taken into account. Did you go to church yesterday, by the way?
I did.
Yeah. And what did you hear from the priest?
Well, I didn't go to a Catholic church yesterday.
Oh, okay. You went to, well, even if you didn't go to a Catholic, what did you hear from the minister? What did you hear that was relevant?
The best thing I heard was that Lisa and Reno sang a beautiful duet.
Oh, Lisa and Reno, Kenny's two kids, yeah.
Reno is in college studying music, and listening to them together, that made me feel closer to God than anything else I could have heard.
Mm-hmm. Dolan said... And that's you don't even have to be, God is everywhere. You don't have to be in church to enjoy something like that. Well, it's nice when people get together in a collective for basically, you'd hope, the same reason. What Dolan also said was it's unlikely the church would ever reverse its position on same-sex marriage. He said, quote, "Sexual love is intended only for a man and a woman in marriage where children can come about naturally." That may be what he thinks, and what a lot of Catholics thinks, and what a lot of other people think, but not necessarily is that the reality. 888-302-3684. And I guess under the circumstances, my question would be, even though it isn't my preference, it wouldn't be what I would do, how does somebody who is in love and having a physical exchange, how does that hurt you? It may hurt them because of the diseases that are involved, but there are a lot of heterosexuals who get diseases from having sex as well, so that's not a unique reality. You better come up with something better than that. 888-302-3684, quarter after the hour, on Good Day for Monday.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with #LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels? How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
800. Well, let's say 888. That's the toll-free number here. 888-302. Doug, we're talking about the Pope. Pope Francis delivering a plea for peace in his first Easter Sunday message. Decrying the seamless, endless conflicts, the problems in the Middle East, the Korean Peninsula. There are problems, as we all know, every day. We talk about them every day. How did you celebrate Easter? Good Friday? Was that a good day for you? Did you pay attention on Thursday, Monday, Thursday? Or was it something that meant, really, did it get into your soul, to get into your heart, get into your head? 888-302-3684. And is the Pope the best example? The Mass in St. Peter's Square, where he shared his exuberance with the crowd, the idea that Jesus rises from the dead. Some people don't believe that, even though they may be part of the so-called faithful. What I find, Kenny, to be interesting, all of the pictures of him on the Popemobile. And now the top has come off. He seems to be pretty happy. He does seem to be like a, just, I don't know. It's been a long time, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Pope, some leader somewhere that people will pay attention to, someone who's admired, and it was just before, in my mind, somebody who wore the robe, who had the trappings, and therefore he's the Pope, and therefore he's to be admired, which is a lot of nonsense, as far as I'm concerned. Unless you act accordingly, why would anybody of a conscience, anybody who's got something going on in their head, think this guy is something special? But to me, this Pope, I think there was a Pope... Was it Pope John Paul? There was another Pope that I remember that seemed like a really good, really, I think he was Polish. I don't know that it was that long ago. Wasn't there, who am I remembering on the top of my head?
It could be John Paul II.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Seemed to be? Yeah,
yes.
Right. It's got to be some relevance, and somebody setting an example, and that maybe is why I like this as much as I do the circumstance. What do you think? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program coming up on 21 past the hour on this Monday.
Radio.
radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Things to celebrate today, celebration of Easter, Passover, celebration of the beginning of a new week, beginning of a new month, beginning of the baseball season, and all those good things you can share in your mind and your experience. We're talking about the Pope and this weekend, and there's lots of information, a lot of things to share with you. We'd like to bring in some of the talk hosts around the country that we monitor listening to. Now, host Terry Gilbert talked about the new pope and what makes him different from popes before him.
The church has a new pope, so that's all cool. That's all great for Easter, right? On March 13th, we were introduced to Francis, Pope Francis. And in my very humble opinion, I think this man has already shown some different signs of why he's different than previous popes, or certainly popes that you would remember in your lifetime. Because he's eschewed the behavior of other popes, it seems. First of all, he doesn't even want to live in the papal mansion. But he has chosen, at least for right now, to live in downscaled quarters in a casa called Casa Santa Marta. Now, if you've ever been to Rome, I have many times. It is on the outskirts of the Vatican, but very close to the Vatican. You can either take a bus into St. Peter's from the Casa Santa Marta, or it's a decent little walk, but it's a good walk, very healthy walk. And he has chosen to live in an apartment there. This building was designed by John Paul II for the Pope Conclave when all of the cardinals come from all over the world to choose a new pope. So it's got a lot of apartments. It's got like 120 apartments, and it's nice quarters. It isn't palatial quarters, of course. And so Pope Francis has decided to live there with no signs that he is going to just, after Easter, just going to move on into the papal mansion. Doesn't seem to want to do that. That's one of the ways that he is really showing a difference in his papacy already from prior popes, because, of course, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance, there's a lot of ritual and so forth, but he seems so humble in comparison, don't you think? He seems so real in comparison, at least it appears that way to me. Okay, so you got these 120 suites. The Vatican clergy live there. The cardinals live there when they come to vote for the next pope. But priests live there when there's no pope to vote for, when all the cardinals go back to their respective countries, and priests just go ahead and live there. And this is where Pope Francis wants to be, because he has already said, I want to be among my priests. He wants to be in community. I think that's great. The other thing I noticed is, for the Good Friday service, he chose two women to help with the traditional carrying of the cross. There were two women that asked to help. So the carrying of the cross around the Colosseum is a traditional thing that's done on Good Friday. But people go into groups, and these two women wanted to be in the group closest to him. They said, sure, come along. I mean, there wasn't a lot of fanfare. He also chose, from what I read, two women on Holy Thursday to help with the washing of the feet, and he washed their feet. And he did that at a prison. Now, that's traditionally done, but in the way in which he did it is not necessarily traditionally done. So he's there among the people. I like that.
Aren't you special? I like it, too. How about you? Good for you. The start of his papacy was March 13th. Since that day, Francis has put his concern for the poor and suffering at the center of his message over and over again. That was the center of his Easter message. He said he wished a happy Easter could reach every house, every family, everywhere, especially where suffering is greatest. That would be hospitals, prisons, that sort of thing. He urged the Israelis and Palestinians especially to resume peace talks. Pretty much the popes always do that. That's the one that's, I guess, closest to most of them, especially a day like this. The holiest place in the world is Jerusalem, where there seems to be the most trouble. 28 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
It's April Fool's Day. Kenny, you have an important story that you want to pass along before we get into all the gunfire this weekend. Kill a lot of people. Gun control is a big discussion on the Sunday morning shows. But first, Dateline, where is this story?
This comes from physicsworld.com. The new pope is apparently considering letting astronomers use the dome of St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City as a makeshift planetarium. This is supposed to be an attempt to heal the long-standing rift between science and religion.
Bunga bunga. And, of course, that is...
April Fool.
All right, let's get to... this is not April Fool's, unfortunately. One person dead, three injured... in a shootout, where was this? I've forgotten where I put it. I saw this in front of me as I'm looking at the discussion from CNN on Sunday and on Fox and talk radio as well. Let's start with Candy Crowley and consider her conversation here with Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about whether Graham will be part of the rumored filibuster that others have promised to start when the Democrats present their proposal for new gun legislation.
Five of your colleagues have joined in saying, listen, we are going to filibuster any kind of gun control bill that might infringe on the Second Amendment. Let me read you a little from the letter from Senators Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Mike Lee. It was sent to Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the Senate. We, the undersigned, intend to oppose any legislation that would infringe on the American people's constitutional rights to bear arms or on their ability to exercise this right without being subjected to government surveillance. We will oppose any motion to proceed to any legislation that will serve as a vehicle for any additional gun restrictions. Senator Inhofe and Senator Rubio have now joined in that filibuster threat. What do you make of it? Would you join it?
Well, I'd like to have an open process. The only way I would filibuster a bill is if Senator Reid did not allow alternative amendments. I have legislation with Senator Pryor and Begich, two Democrats, myself and Jeff Flake, that would change the federal system. There was a lady who pled not guilty by reason of insanity in 2005 in South Carolina of trying to kill President Bush. February of this year, she went and bought a gun, and that adjudication was not in the system. She was able to purchase a gun, went to school, and thank God the gun did not discharge. She's being held for attempted murder, but the four of us have a bill to redefine mental health adjudications to make sure a situation like hers gets into the system. There's all kind of bipartisan legislation out there that I think would keep guns out of the hands of people who are mentally ill, shouldn't have a gun, and there's some real efforts out there,
Senator,
to beef up prosecutions of those who fail a background check.
If I could, part of the Senator Reid's bill, as we understand it, will be expanding background checks to people who purchase guns at gun shows, which would include those sellers keeping the paperwork on the buyers. Is that something that you would filibuster?
Well, I would have an alternative to it. I think what the bill
would
does...
Would you filibuster that? Would it be your intent if that is part of the bill?
No. If I get an alternative to it, no, I'd vote against it. This idea of private individuals transferring their weapons and having to go get through a background check makes no sense. Before you'd expand the background check, there were 76,000 people last year failed a background check, and less than 1% got prosecuted. There are 9,000 people in 2010 failed a background check who were felons on the run, and none of them were prosecuted. So before you expand background checks to include private individuals, let's put some resources into the current system we have that's clearly broken.
Huh? Why wouldn't you do them both at the same time? I don't get that. It's not clear to me at all that that makes any sense. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Kenny, does that make any sense to you? Why wouldn't you have the same standards for everybody buying a gun, no matter from whom they bought it?
I think he was really caught off guard by the filibuster question, and he didn't seem to know how to answer that because he didn't want to say he was going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that threw him off.
There's another shooting investigation underway today into the deaths of Texas District Attorney and his wife, D.A. Mike McClellan, and his wife Cynthia, shot and killed. And that was 2 months to the day after his assistant, Attorney Mark Hass, was gunned down in his home. The sources say that they were found in the afternoon after a party went to their home and they couldn't reach them. Shot multiple times with an assault rifle while his wife was shot once. You got to figure this is somebody who's really ticked off about something that happened to him in court, and that would be the easy conclusion. Here's another one. In Ashtabula, Ohio, yesterday after church, somebody shot a parishioner, the Hiawatha Church of God. The pastor there said the man was shot after Easter services ended, and the man who was shot knew the shooter. So now they're bringing guns to church and shooting people when they come out of church. So we need gun control or not? 888, what, if that isn't the way you fix the problem, what do you do to fix the problem? Every weekend there are shoot-em-ups. Every day there are shoot-em-ups everywhere. 888-302-3684. Let's go to Fox now from yesterday's morning program there. Chris Wallace talking to Mark Kelly. Remember him? He's Gabby Gifford's husband, former astronaut, about whether he missed his window of opportunity for new gun control legislation now that it's been 3 months since that shooting in Connecticut at the school.
After Newtown, there was national outrage over these acts of mass violence, but that has begun to change. CBS has a new poll. Just after the massacre, 57% supported stricter gun controls. Now that's down to 47%. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the bill he'll introduce the week after next won't include a ban on assault weapons and won't include a limit on high-capacity magazines. Question, should President Obama have moved faster to bring this to a vote before the call for action began to fade?
Well, I think after something like, 20 first graders being murdered in their classrooms, it is important to take action. And the American people are demanding action now. The timeline of that, sometimes, especially with a polarized Congress, these things can take a long time. But it's clear, and you say that, there's less support. And I want to address that for a second. When you use words like gun control, gun control doesn't poll very well. But we do know that over 90% of Americans support a universal background check. And there is incredible momentum in Congress and around the nation to get this done.
Well, you say incredible momentum. Five Republican senators say that they are going to filibuster any additional gun restrictions. What do you say, for instance, to Marco Rubio and Rand Paul?
Well, first I would say to Marco Rubio that 94% of his constituents support a universal background check. For Senator Rand Paul, it's about 83% in Kentucky. So they should listen to their constituents and certainly shouldn't be getting in the way of the process, which is to debate the bill and to vote on the bill. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And I imagine that at some point, if they actually do this, that their constituents will hold them accountable for those actions.
888-302-3684. Let's find out what Brian's got on his mind from Tampa. Brian, you're on the air. Hi, go ahead. I don't know if I can make this work here. Evan, put Brian on the air, will you please? All right, so that doesn't work. All right, stand by. We'll try to get to you in just a second. Meanwhile, host Rick Grimaldi and Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli talked about what the Senate Democrats dropped from their gun legislation and how Mayor Bloomberg is getting involved with this.
When the Senate pushed forward its legislation on gun control, it dropped the ban on assault weapons. And candidly, they're really looking at expanding background checks, improving school safety, which I find fascinating since that's a measure that in some respects the NRA itself had been promoting. I'm not sure which way they're going to go with it, and restricting gun trafficking. But the notion of an assault weapons ban, which of course had been in place a number of years ago and was reintroduced by Dianne Feinstein, was left off. The bill is going to come as an up and down vote by amendment, but Bloomberg says that's not enough, and he is spending another $12 million, not in his capacity as the mayor of New York, but as the head of a group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and he's throwing in a boatload of money in an effort to really stare down the NRA, and I think the NRA has filed suit against the organization as a result of this. And I guess the question is it right that Bloomberg's doing this? And where do you come down on it? Clearly, something has to be done. Bloomberg's put himself in the fore, wouldn't you say?
He has. I mean, he's at the point now where he has become the face of the gun control more so than the administration.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think he sort of positioned himself to anything that happens to get the credit. And I think that I find that kind of interesting. I look, my take on this, Rick, is that even though I believe that everyone has a right to a gun. I mean, the Second Amendment, I think, is alive and well and should be.
Right.
I'm okay with an assault rifle ban. However, it becomes clear from the last assault rifle ban, you don't actually ban assault rifles. The ban didn't. There's all kinds of loopholes.
Right.
No data did anything. I don't want to push. I don't want to limit someone's rights or deal with those issues if it doesn't bear out, it's going to do anything. So that's why I'm okay. But I would be okay with the smaller clip.
I'm okay with that.
It didn't make the legislation.
888-302-3684. All right, Brian, I think we got this fixed. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey there. Good morning. How are you, Rick?
Morning. We're all set. What do you think?
Well, I just think that it's funny that there's such a lack of education around firearms. I think the first thing is this whole thing about assault weapons, and that there's really no difference from an AR-15, which is the big black, shrouded thing that you know, police and hunters alike carry, and a semi-automatic, any other semi-automatic weapon. I think there's this mystery around these black guns that that people use, and I just think education is key in regarding caliber size, magazine size, the operation of these weapons. And I think there's just a misconception on what these weapons are, and I wish that my fellow Americans could get an education around these weapons.
Why is that important? Why should people have, when you say an education, if people, I'm not sure what you mean when you say you're trying to define the differences between one gun and another, is that what you're saying?
Right, because, you know, here we are debating whether we should have an assault weapons ban, and everybody in their mind has got a picture of what an assault weapon looks like. But if you actually look at the mechanics of an assault weapon versus any other semi-automatic rifle, and we're talking about rifles here, there's really no difference.
What do you use them for? You have them, I'm assuming, you're passionate about defending them.
Well, I'm not passionate, I just think that what happens here is that we open up the door. You know, when we're talking about assault weapons and we talk about AR-15s, which is what most people are talking about when they talk about assault weapons, you're talking about a .223 caliber semi-automatic rifle. But there's 50 different other calibers of bullets that operate in a semi-automatic fashion.
It's being I think what I hear you saying is being overly simplistic to describe them all the same because they aren't. I get that. Am I right?
I mean, we're just saying assault weapons.
But what do you do, Brian, when you see these, where there were three men killed, another man wounded yesterday when a brawl outside of a bar turned into gunfire. So now there are three people who are dead outside of a sports tavern near Seattle. And they were killed with handguns, as far as I can see. There was no rifle involved. It's this kind of violence, no matter where it comes from.
And it's awful. I mean, on the holiest day of the year, to see that type of violence. But, you know, gun control or just laws, additional laws around guns, isn't going to control violent behavior. Violence is going to exist regardless of the implement that's used to execute that violence with. Whether it be in Europe and you've got jackbooted thugs over in Europe that are got knives and billy clubs because they don't have access to firearms. I mean, you can't outlaw violence.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. It's 12 before the hour.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. On your mark, get set, go. Now, the minute I said that, what were you thinking of? You were thinking of a lineup, and I said go. Here's my question. When we started running in our minds, did we set the pace, or did we instantaneously look around at what the other people on that line were doing? And the way we answer that, once again, defines our outlook on life. So, for example, when you heard the word go, if you looked around on everyone else, you know that basically means you're a follower. However, if you said go, and you knew it was coming, because we're all familiar with on your mark, and you said, when that person says go, I'm going to set the pace, I'm going to lead the way, then in fact you are a leader. You know what? When someone says go in life, don't look at what other people are doing. Get yourself internalized. Get yourself charged. Get yourself energized and go. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here?
Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's see. I don't know whether Kenny, Taker, a lot of people who get themselves their, what's the old expression, your panties in a wad about the gun control, whereas there are a couple of other things that are pretty interesting that are going on in the world today. We'll take a couple of, maybe the easiest way to alleviate this is just to get one more gun control caller on, and then we'll talk about a couple of other things as time allows. Here's Donovan in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Hi.
How you doing, Doug?
I'm all right. You, sir?
Listen to your show every morning when I come home. Glad to be on. I just wanted to go ahead and say that currently the background check system for firearms, unless you have your Class 3 firearms license, you really don't have to put, you know, unless you have that, you got to put a lot of information down. And the system actually interfaces with an FBI database. Every time you buy a gun, they call in and they check you by your Social Security number. And if it pops, you know, that you've been a criminal or if you've been put in a mental institution, you don't get your gun.
Well, clearly there's a flaw in the system, as was exemplified by the story that was told in one of those television reports where somebody who'd been in a mental institution got out and went to get a gun, and it wasn't in the system what her condition was. So clearly there's a problem. How do we fix it? Is there a way in our society, I guess maybe the better question here, Donovan, is there a better way for us to deal with all this violence, the violence itself, the people who are, and this is sort of the around the back doorway of discussing this, we have so many people, it seems, who are deranged, who are mentally deficient in so many different ways. We have an epidemic of usage of drugs. We have an epidemic of usage of prescriptions. 40% of Americans are in some shape or form, where they're on drugs that affect them mentally. So, I mean, everybody keeps talking about you can't do this and you can't do that. What the heck can we do?
Well, really, I'm at a loss, mainly
That's the problem. It's okay to say you can't do this and you can't do that, but you don't have much standing if you don't have a way to fix the problem, and that's what's frustrating about this. Nobody's got a way to fix the problem. Everybody just keeps saying you can't do this and you can't do that. Okay, so we don't do anything, and people just keep getting murdered. Shot outside of a church. Shot inside of schools. Shot at malls. Shot going down the street in their car. Shot in neighborhoods that are drug-infested hives of heroin and dope. So what do we do? It's not an easy question to answer, is it? It really isn't. It's so difficult. And you listen to the people who... Here's another caller from Florida, Jeff, who thinks some of the legislation puts us on a dangerous path.
I think that the problem we have here with these new laws and many of the gun control laws in the books is that the people writing them have very little understanding of the topic. It's like saying, okay, we had a car accident. Let's get the Amish to run our motor vehicle departments from now on. People are complaining about this, oh, it's universal gun control. We should our universal registration or universal background checks. My ancestors came from a country where they had a universal check and a universal registration. They ended up in the Warsaw Ghetto and died there, and they rounded up the people that were on the list first. We're looking at a lot of things that people say, oh, that's perfectly common sense, but the people are not looking at the history of every time that kind of law has been passed, what happened in that country a few years later. You know, they say, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you. If you have a situation where they pass a law and within 10 years something bad happens because of that law, maybe we should have countries stop passing laws like that.
All right, so I did a little bit more digging around as to the shooting outside that church in Ashtabula, Ohio. It seems that the victim was the shooter's father. So the son shoots the father, and so now this is happening. He was angry at his father about something, so then he goes into the church afterwards with the gun and sits in the back of the church. He was outside hollering, acting crazy, yelling and screaming at his father, and then he pulls out a gun and he shoots him. We're mad here. The country's going mad. That's what's going on. We don't seem to be able to address that stuff, which is clearly something that needs to be addressed. And all of you, I don't know what the solution is. I just know I'm tired of talking about it every day, day in and day out.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.